Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
Yeah, absolutely. So with RebateJet, you know, we saw some of the other platforms out there doing rebates, and we thought that there was a lot of things missing in what was currently being offered. You know, sellers, you know, they want as many tools as possible when it comes to marketing their products. So with RebateJet, we wanted to do a couple of different things. The first thing we wanted to do is we wanted to give a base plan that was completely free and make it, you know, as frictionless as possible. So for both rebates and instant rebates, which rebates are, you know, cash back after the fact. So the shopper comes to the site, buys your product, and, you know, say you're giving a 70% rebate. After 35 days, they get a check in the mail for the rebate. And then we also have instant rebates, which is what you guys would formally know, what's formally known as promotions. So, you know, just like a normal discount code, you know, they go to Amazon, put in a discount code, and then get that instant rebate. That instant discount. But we also added something that I know that all...
Are you there, Andy? Did we lose him? Well, I think. There. I think he might be back.
VPN.
Andy, I am going. You're kind of. Oh, we lost him for just a second. So we'll let Andy kind of join back in a second. So the difference here, and I'm sharing my screen right now for those of you who can see it. I've got rebates here and instant rebates. So rebates, this is when you're just listing a product. And the difference between us and Rebate Key is you can list a product for free with us. The only thing you're paying for is a tiny administration fee and the cost of your rebates. So one product is free for you. So you can list a rebate here. And what this is people will buy your product for full price and on Amazon. And then after 30 days, 35 days, they will get the rebate amount back. The biggest mistakes that people are making here is that they are not offering over a 50 to 60% rebate. If these are deal shoppers, these are shoppers that know they can get these products for free, that know that they can get these products for deep discounts if they look hard enough. These are deal shoppers. So you want to make a rebate that is going to be appealing enough to them. So some of these folks doing like a 28% rebate or a, you know, 38% rebate, to really be successful, you want to do a minimum of 50% off. Because again, remember, they're waiting 35 days to get that money back. And it's really, they're deal shoppers. So they're looking for amazing deals. Now, if you offer a lesser rebate, like this one's only 18% off. So chances are you might get some clicks to your listing, but you're going to have a tough time getting your rebates to get claimed. And the same thing is going to happen no matter what rebate platform you use. It's not going to be claimed because people already know that they can get a larger rebate. So then we have instant rebates, which Andy was just talking about. Instant rebates, this is where you create a single coupon code on Amazon, single use coupon code. And you can give 40% off your product, 50% off your product. And normally people use messenger bots or something to kind of set this up. But in this case, what we're doing is we are giving out these coupon codes for you. So you can see 3 available here, 2 available. That just means you're able to give away 2 to 3 a day And this product, for example, they're giving away 2 per day until they're gone. So if I set up 20 single-use coupon codes, I can load them all into RebateJet, and I can give them out a little bit at a time until they're gone. So this can help really give your products a boost. And this is really great for if you're wanting to kind of do a little, let's say you just updated your listing and you need traffic to that listing and you need a boost. This is a great way to do that. If you need reviews and you're doing an initial launch, it's better to do the to do a combination of them, a regular rebate and then some instant rebates where you're giving some away or doing a really steep discount. And then you're also doing the rebates where they buy it at full price. Now, it can't guarantee you reviews. That's not part of the deal. But you can message the people who claim your rebates here on RebateJet. And you can say, hey, I'm new. I could really use a review. If they paid 100% for your product, they're able to leave a review. Now, remember, this is not a review platform. And, you know, reviews are not guaranteed. However, it could help you in that. But we do recommend signing up for Amazon Vine. That is the new version of the early reviewer program. So if you go into Seller Central and you choose Vine underneath the advertising menu option, you can sign up for the early reviewer program. So now you have the opportunity to not only get reviews, but to also give your sales a boost and really get some external traffic to your listing, which is huge. So the other thing that is really huge that people are not making enough use of is Google Ads. And Andy introduced me to Google Ads. And, you know, when he created the Titan tool for seller SEO, he said, Amy, I got something pretty cool. Do you want to try it? And I said, dude, are you kidding? Of course I want to try it. And he let me try his Titan tool. And we tried it. And let me tell you guys, I took a product that had no sales. I had bought it on liquidation. It was 700,000 in rank in home and kitchen. And I used Andy's Titan tool to create Google Ads. And I ran Google Ads to this product for 2 weeks. The Google Ads cost me an average of 10 to 11 cents per click. There's no way I could get that on Amazon anywhere, right? So I ran them for 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I had one sale. My best seller's rank on Amazon on this crappy product that I bought on liquidation in those 2 weeks came from 700,000 in rank all the way up to just above 100,000. So I think I was at 101,000 or 102,000. And I was on page one for some major keywords. So you guys, for 10 cents a click, are you kidding me? That was a winner. And I said, wow, Andy, you have something here. So if you have not tried Seller SEO's Titan tool to create Google Ads, and you have not tried Google Ads for your Amazon products, you are missing out. It is an incredible opportunity. Nearly 80% of Amazon's traffic comes from Google. People go to Google. They don't go directly to Amazon. They go to Google and they put in water bottle. They go to Google and they put in, one of the major search terms on Google is actually Amazon. People will put in a product name and then Amazon after it. So if you're not running Google Ads, you're missing out. And Andy cracked the code on that because I couldn't figure out how to create Google Ads. I was messing around in there. I could not figure out how to get them to go to my Amazon listing. So Andy figures it out. He creates this tool. He's way too quiet about it, so I'm gonna be loud for him. And you really have to try it out, you guys. This tool creates a two-step URL for you, and it allows you to really drive traffic to your listing, to rank for keywords, and get extra views, extra eyeballs on your listing that you wouldn't have got otherwise. And that is what's gonna separate you from your competitors. So definitely try that out. That's something from Seller SEO that is just incredible. One other plug for Seller SEO that I have to give you guys is we have discovered something really cool with Seller SEO's Listing Lightning tool in combination with Seller SEO's Pandora tool. So Seller SEO's Pandora tool, what it does is it tells you what keywords your competitors are targeting. So I have been utilizing that to create some really awesome PPC campaigns for my clients. But the other thing that we've been doing is we have been discovering keywords that some competitors are ranking for that are not the normal keywords that are ranked for in that category. And these little gems is what we have been using. We then put that gem into Seller SEO's listing lightning tool. And what Seller SEO's listing lightning tool does is it takes a keyword phrase and it will crawl, and I can't give all of Andy's secrets away, but I've kind of figured out, he never tells exactly what it does, but I figured out that it crawls Google and it also crawls Amazon for really important already ranking keyword phrases that are related to that keyword phrase. And what I do is I put that little gem I discover that competitors are ranking for that my clients are not ranking for, I put that little gem into Seller SEO's listing lightning tool as the main keyword, and I pull all those phrases, and then I rewrite that listing, and suddenly we're ranking in a different area of Amazon where our competitors are not. So if you are selling a saturated product that you are ready to give up on, this is a technique that you can use that can turn things around for you. I have turned around at least 5 products in the last 3 months that clients were ready to give up on utilizing these techniques. So, you know, that is just, Seller SEO is so powerful in those two areas. And Andy, you're back. Did you want to talk about Seller SEO anywhere else?
Yeah, I want to wrap up with Rebate Jet really quick. What I was going to tell you guys for Rebate Jet is it's one of those things that needs to be part of your launch or relaunch. Like Amy was talking about, you know, if you have a stale product, you know, even if you do a you know, 90% off rebate and you just do like one or two a day, especially at launch, that sends some really positive signals to Amazon. You got that honeymoon period. So you really want to get some traction early on. And that's what the tool is for. You don't need to go on there and give 100 away. You don't need to give 50 away. You know, you just, you know, do a reasonable amount and try to scale it up. Maybe 1 the first day, 2 the second day, 3, you know. And, you know, that's when you're going to see some magic happen. Just, you know, getting that initial traction, which is really big. If you guys want to learn a little bit more about that too, Amy wrote a great article on the Rebate Jet blog. It's rebatejet.com/launch-method. Go check that out, guys. Amy did some really good stuff there. Something to talk about, Amy, you were talking about Seller SEO's Titan tool. We spun up that tool, number one, because we knew nobody else in the market was doing anything like that. Number two, we knew that there's a huge opportunity in Google Ads. There still is. I've been saying it for years now. People are finally starting to realize that there is opportunity there. But nobody, as far as I know, I don't know anybody else or any other tool who's got any tool like that still to this day, which is good for us. But you know, what you want to do is you want to combine all of these different things, you know, and Amy and I talk about this all the time. You know, when you launch, you want to have a very diverse marketing plan. You want it as diverse as possible. All that traffic will look, you know, really great to Amazon's algorithm. It'll keep you from, you know, getting banned if you have some kind of crazy velocity. You know, if Amazon sees a big diversity of traffic, you're less likely to get in trouble for that. So, you know, definitely something to think about. Now with Seller SEO, we've got some great tools now. We've actually been getting rid of a few tools. We started with a sourcing tool. We've trimmed that out because we just don't believe in the whole sourcing tool methodology anymore. So we got rid of that. We are probably going to actually trim out a few more tools. And you guys are probably thinking like, well, wait a minute. Like, why are you getting rid of tools? You're supposed to be adding tools. We've decided that we really want to focus on some core problems and issues on that Amazon sellers have, rather than trying to be every tool for every seller. We actually just started a new rebuild for Seller SEO, and we have some really, really great stuff in the works. You know, tools and things that nobody else is doing. It's super innovative stuff that's going to make your Amazon selling days a lot easier. It's gonna take a lot of workload off of your back and automate a ton of things for you. So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on there. And I'm really excited to dive in and push some of these updates out.
Yeah. And Andy, I mean, what I was just talking about with, seller SEO. So let's say that if we go on Amazon and we look in the category for your main keyword. So let's say, you know, you're selling a coffee mug that is, you know, that has the word love on it, right? And it's got a really beautiful design and it's a unique coffee mug and it's got the word love on it. And we go and we look on Amazon and just one of these coffee mugs that kind of looks similar and is, you know, is doing really well. And you're not sure what it is that they're doing to stick out. That's when you would come over here to Pandora and you would put in that ASIN and you would get your competitors' keywords and you would look through them and see, oh my gosh, they're ranking for Valentine's Day gifts for women. Whoa, I didn't even think about that. Okay, Valentine's Day gifts for women. All right, then we can come back over here to Listing Lightning and I can put in Valentine's Day gifts for her, right? And I can click go. And what Listing Lightning is gonna do is it's gonna crawl and give me all of these phrases. And we don't care about these individual keywords. This is what the other tools use. And this is, whenever I do a listing review, I always mock these other tools because I know if I copy and paste, if your listing was written by somebody else other than me or using Andy's tool, I know that what's going to happen is I'm going to paste your listing into these fields and none of these important phrases are going to disappear. That's what this tool does. It keeps track of what phrases you've used. What's going to happen is all of these individual keywords are going to disappear. So you might have like 20 individual keywords that are left of the hundreds or so that this tool gives you, but you don't have any of the important phrases. So every time I do a free listing review, people are missing out on this really important point. So let's say that your competitor is ranking for Valentine's Day gifts for her. So now what you can do is you can go look at who is doing well in the Valentine's Day gifts for her category. And you can even put this phrase into Pandora right here, Valentine's Day gifts for her. And I can hit the search button and it is going to give me all of the ASINs that are ranking for this. I can copy these ASINs out and do a product targeting campaign and show up on every single one of their listings. Then I can use the Listing Lightning tool to make sure I have all of these important phrases added, or many, you don't have to have all of them, but you can add many of the important phrases to your listing. And what that's going to do is now allow you to rank for this same keyword that the one competitor is doing well for, and then run PPC campaigns to drive traffic to it. And then to take it to the next level, you guys, go on RebateJet and create a couple of promotions with a two-step URL targeting this Valentine's Day gifts for her keyword phrase. And before you know it, you're on page one and you're beating out that competitor for a term that nobody else in your category is targeting. So now your love coffee mug that you were just targeting the word love coffee mug or coffee mug, you suddenly are in all these other categories and all these other under all these other search phrases that your competitors are not doing. So you can grab all the unique ASINs and you can copy these right into a product targeting campaign. Then you can come over here to RebateJet and create a couple of promotions, update your listing, come back here to Listing Lightning, update your listing with these top 10 phrases, put them in your description, put them in your backend keywords. Doesn't matter as long as you have these top phrases. Target them with PPC, and before you know it, suddenly you've taken maybe a saturated product where you weren't really getting a lot of traction, and you're selling like mad cats. That's what we're trying to teach you guys to do. We're trying to teach you to take it next level. So the last thing that we need to cover. I mean, if you're not on seller SEO yet, you need to get on seller SEO. A great way to try seller SEO, you can try it for free with the Seller Roundtable Sourcing Small Masterclass. Or Andy has some really great deals on the site. I believe you are still running your free for 30 days deal, aren't you, Andy?
It's actually down to a 7-day free trial, but it's still a great deal. Yep.
Yes.
yeah. So it's still 7 days for free. That's kind of the industry standard. We used to give 30 and we were getting some people abusing it. So yeah, so it's 7 days, but it's still, you know, it's still a fantastic tool. And if you guys use the 7 days and you feel like you need more time, you can always reach out to us. We'll definitely work with you on that.
Got it. So one more thing I'm going to share is just kind of a recap of everything that we've got going on. So we've got the Amazing in China trip, amazinginchina.com. For less than $3,000, you can come to China with us. You get a sourcing course included in this. You're going to get 7 nights hotel with breakfast, 3 paid dinners, a Canton Fair tour, and a month of strategy sessions along with that sourcing course. So this is a really great thing that we got going on. Then we've got our Ideation Masterclass launching right after that, and we're going to talk about kind of discovering great product ideas, doing market research, and figuring out how to master your niches, validating your product ideas, and mastering business planning. We have the Smart Start Business course that is actually part of that Ideation course, but it's all that's what we're covering at Inspire. So don't forget, you've got the Inspire Virtual Summit. If you want to attend the summit virtually, we're going to be doing that in March. Right now, that's on sale for only $99. So check that out. Then we've got product development coming after that. So this product development course is actually taking you from the beginning of product development all the way through to sourcing. So we're going to talk about intellectual property. We're going to talk about prototyping and product design, reverse engineering, all that kind of stuff, and then really get into manufacturing your product. So all of these things together really cover, you know, the full gamut. And then we take you over to Digital Fire, which is where we cover everything with launch. We have our PPC masterclass. We've got our Sourcing Small Masterclass, and we are definitely giving all of those a facelift right now. So those are going to get relaunched for you. And we want to make sure that you can master launch. That's the whole point of what we're doing in Digital Fire in 2020. We want to provide everything that you need to master launch so that you really, you know, can get it moving and actually get some traction for your products. I know in the past, you know, we've had these launch companies and you're spending all this money and you don't really know what they're doing. You have no idea what they're actually doing. You know, you're just like, okay, I spent $3,000, but I don't know what's going on. That's not how we want you to handle launch. We want you to know exactly what's going on. We want you to know what keywords you're targeting, what you're ranking for, how to sell in multiple channels in e-commerce, how to drive traffic, how to set up your web footprint. We want you to master launch like nothing else. And that's where Digital Fire is headed in 2020. So we want your feedback. We want to hear from you. We want to know, what are you needing? Get out there in the Facebook groups. Get in the community. Tell us what you're needing. Get involved with Rebate Jet. You know, let us know. List your products. Give it a try. If you're having problems with Rebate Jet, remember that you need to make sure that you're offering more than a 10% discount, right? You need to really remember that the hundreds of thousands of shoppers that are on there are looking for deals. So really, to get the most out of it, make sure that you're doing that. And then, Andy, did we want to talk about two-step URLs? We have a new tool, right?
Yeah, so we have a new tool on Rebate Jet where you can automatically spin up two-step URLs, which is pretty cool and exciting. And kind of along those notes, guys, you know, our main goal in 2020 is to build a community, to get feedback from you guys, to see how we can help you guys the most. So you know, whatever we're doing, whether it's our software, whether it's the podcast, whether it's our training, any of those things, you know, feedback to us is what we're really looking for. If you need to email us, go ahead and do so. Support at www.rebayjet.agency. And just drop us a line, no matter what it is, you know, for what we're doing, drop us a line there. And we read every single email and we will get back to you. And if it's a question on something that needs to be, you know, that you need help with, we'll try to point you in the right direction there. If it's one of our products or services, we'll of course point you in the right direction or solve it for you. But really the main goal in 2020 is for us to bring all of this stuff together, to make it cohesive, to let you guys get the best information quickly and know that it's going to be reliable and help you with your business.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm super stoked about where we're going. And, you know, we are going through the same struggles that you guys are all experiencing in your businesses, as far as we're doing a lot of building right now. And you know, when you're building, you're doing a lot of working in your business. At the same time, you're trying to grow a team so that they can take that over and you can work on your business some more. So that is what we're working on right now, is building everything out, building out RebateJet, building, you know, refining seller SEO, and really listening to the community, trying to see what you guys need, as well as, you know, just getting you the tools and the techniques and the knowledge that you need to really start your business off on the right foot and then grow it. Especially with everything that is kind of growing and changing in e-commerce. So in 2020, you know, we just have no idea where Amazon is going, but we know that no matter what, we're going to help you master e-commerce. So that's really, really exciting. I think that's about it. That we've kind of covered everything. We hope to see you guys at the Inspire Virtual Summit in March, and we hope to see you in China in April. So definitely take advantage of that. Let us know if you have any questions for that. And then we hope to see you in any of our courses, whether through Digital Fire or Amazing at Home. We hope to see you in some of these courses, get engaged. And of course, we love to hear from you. Please leave us you know, some feedback and reviews for Seller Roundtable. We love that you listen to us each week. We've gotten some just amazing feedback from you, and we just want to keep these awesome tips coming. So get out there in the Facebook groups, get in the community, and let us know what you need. We're happy to provide it.
Yeah, thanks so much for being with us today, guys, and we'll see you next time. Remember, we do this live 1 p.m. Pacific time every Tuesday. If we miss a Tuesday, which happens occasionally, you know that you can come back the next week and find us there. And we really appreciate everybody who joins us live. We got some regulars, of course, that are, of course, in here again today. Really, really thank you guys so much for being here. And yeah, and we'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you.
And let me just stop the recording here.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.